My name is Richard Rock, and as well as guiding with London Walks under the name of Richard III, I write plays. I'm doing this recording at a time when we've got a lot of time on our hands because we're in lockdown because of the coronavirus. And perhaps in a few months, weeks only, years' time, the question will be, what were you doing when you really discovered how life-changing this appalling virus would be and how it would change our lives? What were you doing when the lockdown came? Well, I was rehearsing a play that I'd written. The play is about a man who has Alzheimer's. So it's not really about Alzheimer's, but it's a play about a man who develops Alzheimer's, and he's in a choir. I myself sing in a choir, and that's one thing we can't do during this lockdown, because the whole point is that you are voices together. You'll often find people in a choir are terrified of singing on their own, but you have a confidence and a strength and a power in your voice when you sing with others. Well, that's something we can't do at the moment. And I wrote this play about a man who, over the course of 6 years, develops Alzheimer's. And at the end of the play, he remembers nothing apart from the Hallelujah chorus in Handel's Messiah. The Messiah by Handel is the most performed choral work anywhere in the world. And I wanted a choir on stage. And there were going to be up to 16 voices, 4 sopranos, 4 altos, 4 tenors, 4 basses. And they had to be rehearsed on the night. That was the only way that it was possible, because they were different every night. And I have 5 professional actors, and they would come on and sing the end of the first part of the Messiah, which is a rather bouncy number, His Yoke Is Easy. And then they would leave the stage and the actors would emerge from the choir and start the scene, which takes place in the interval of the Messiah. And then they would come on at the end of that first scene and sing the beginning of the second part of the Messiah. Behold the Lamb of God. And the lights come down, the lights come up again, and again they sing the end of that first half, because it's a year later and once again the interval of the Messiah. So the choir were to be rehearsed every day before the performance, and the actors and I had been rehearsing for 3 weeks. We were in the theatre on Monday the 16th of March. And we were doing what's called a technical rehearsal. And this is all about walking on, finding out what you have to do, where your glass is for drinking, when the lights come up, when the sound comes on, how long it takes for you to change into a new costume for the next performance. So how much music we needed, because some of the music was recorded. And we'd asked people from the choir, and over the 7 weeks before that, I got a rota of people from my own choir and from other choirs in London. We pretty much had 16 volunteers to sing every night in the play. But of course, the virus had hit China, and now people were falling ill with the virus in this country. And people were talking about limitations on movements, but we didn't really believe that that would ever happen. And I put out a general call for people to come to the dress rehearsal, which would be the next afternoon on the 17th of March of 2020. But anybody who wanted to in the choir to turn up could come to the technical rehearsal, because they would be really useful just to come on and come off, not even to sing, but just so that we could practice for the actors as well. The lights going up and the lights going down and standing on the stage with the choir. People during the course of the day had phoned an email to say that they couldn't take part in the production because they were worried about becoming ill, because they were worried about the coronavirus. And one woman did turn up. And I said, well, we made the decision just a couple of hours ago that we wouldn't have the choir in the play because of the virus. We were going to go ahead, we would have the recorded music. But would you like to come and sit and listen and watch what happens in a technical rehearsal? And she said, yes, I've come this way and I'd like to do that. I'm sure you've made the right decision, she said. And I said, well, you're the only one who's turned up to take part in this technical rehearsal. So she came in and she sat. And we were about three scenes into the play when I came out of the theatre. And when you're inside the theatre rehearsing, it's like the world outside doesn't exist because you're all concentrating on what you're doing. And the general manager of the theatre was listening to the news. And we looked at each other and we for the first time realised how serious this terrible virus was. So I went back into the rehearsal and I said, I think we have to stop and listen to the news. And of course, startled, the actors looked at me. They knew instantly that it was about this terrible virus. And the stage manager put the news on the sound system and we all sat and listened. And the Prime Minister was talking about cinemas and theatres and pubs being closed. I said, I don't know how we can continue, but others wanted to continue. They said, we have to continue, we have to keep going. And in the end, we decided that that was it, that we couldn't really continue. Some of them even wanted to continue with the rehearsal. But I said, no, I don't think we can go on. The woman from the choir who'd been sitting there all that time, we'd forgotten about her. She got up and said, oh, I'll have to go. And she started to walk out. And I said, maybe you're the only person, real audience member, who will ever sit down and watch this play. She said, no, because you'll do it. We'll do it. And I'll come back and sing in your play after this is all over.